Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today, more American workers are testing positive for marijuana. What's this mean for current staffers or managers trying to hire new talent? That story after this. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. A new report finds that more American workers are testing positive for marijuana as more states allow recreational use. The number of workers and job applicants who tested positive for marijuana climbed 10% last year to 2.3% overall. More on the impact at the office from Kelsey G., management reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Kelsey, what are you hearing?
Some of the employers that we talked to were pretty frustrated by the lack of clarity about what they're supposed to do, about the reality that many of the workers that they employ, especially in states like Massachusetts and California and Colorado, may be using marijuana on the weekends or when they get home from work, but are still required in some settings to test negative for marijuana when they happen to be drug tested.
The point, I think, in the story to a certain extent, too, is that, listen, marijuana is on the rise in society, so it's natural that it would be up, right, among workers, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we are seeing usage up in those states and elsewhere, I think it's natural to see an uptick in the workforce as well. But the reality for a lot of employers is just not having a good way of putting some boundaries around when and how and where marijuana should be showing up in drug tests or other forms of like assessment when they're trying to figure out whether or not someone is capable of doing the job they were hired for.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal management reporter Kelsey G. Her piece is called Drug Tests Show Marijuana Use at 14-Year High Among Workers. And explain the tests, because there can be some confusion with the results, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So most of the drug tests that employers give in America crop up in the pre-hiring phase. So if you're a job applicant and you're looking to be hired for a construction job or to be a train conductor, for example, you'll be screened before you're even given the job for a number of substances. So it's, you know, marijuana, it's opiates, it's, you know, heroin and cocaine and things like that. But you'll also be tested in some of these safety-sensitive jobs randomly, you know, periodically. If there's an accident, you know, your employer will test you as well. And unlike some of these other substances, marijuana, the psychoactive metabolite in marijuana, so THC, will stay in your system for a very long time. So these tests may come back positive even if a worker in one of those positions or, you know, just an ordinary office worker has used the substance, you know, like months ago.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult for employers to know, okay, well, is this person's use impairing their ability to do the job or, you know, are they having issues totally unrelated to use?
Thanks, Kelsey. Wall Street Journal management reporter Kelsey G. 10 states and Washington, D.C., by the way, now permit recreational marijuana use, but workers in safety-sensitive jobs are still held to a federal ban on drug use that went into effect in 1986 under President Reagan. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Reminder, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal at compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.